This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations says tens of thousands of Palestinians streamed into an already crowded town at the southernmost end of Gaza in recent days. They are fleeing Israel's bombardment of the center of the strip, where hospital officials say dozens were killed Friday alone. People arrived in Rafah in trucks, carts, and on foot. Those who have not found space in the already overwhelmed shelters have built tents on the roadsides. Israel's widening campaign is now focused on the urban refugee camps in central Gaza. The war has already killed over 21,500 Palestinians and sparked a humanitarian crisis that has left a quarter of Gaza's population starving. South Africa has launched a case at the United Nations top court accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza and asking the court to order Israel to halt its attacks. It's the first such challenge made at the court over the current war. Israel swiftly rejected the filing with disgust. South Africa's submission to the International Court of Justice alleges that acts and omissions by Israel are genocidal in character. Many in South Africa have compared Israel's policies regarding Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank with their country's past apartheid regime of racial segregation. For the second time this month, the Biden administration is bypassing Congress to approve an emergency weapons sale to Israel. The State Department said Friday that Secretary of State Antony Blinken had told Congress that he made a second emergency determination covering a $147.5 million sale for equipment that is needed to make the 155-millimeter shells that Israel has already purchased. The emergency determination means the purchase will bypass the congressional review requirement for foreign mili-